Welcome back, everybody. Pancake Noodle and I just got back from a walk. It was so nice outside, and they're just laying here completely exhausted. And I thought I would just take this time to just do another reading from Are No Sleep. You guys remember that's the subreddit where they have a lot of horror stories, and I personally just enjoy reading them. I find them very entertaining. And I wanted to, share that with you guys. Maybe you'll get an interest in it and start, exploring the subreddit yourself. So, without further ado, this story is, I got a comment on one of my YouTube videos with a link which I should never have clicked. As I scrolled down to see the comments on their recent video I uploaded to my struggling YouTube channel that has less than 1,000 subscribers, a comment in particular caught my eye. It said, "Get 10,000 subscribers now by clicking this link," and it was posted by someone called Revealer528. I knew it was probably a scam or something of that sort, but I was curious to see what would happen, so I clicked the link. It took me to a blandish page with nothing but two buttons in the middle under some text that read, "Click the Go On button down below to redeem your 10,000 subscribers, or the leave button if you want your channel to stay the same." My eyes glanced across the words and I was curious on why it wasn't asking for any money. It had to be some bots that subscribed to your channel, and that would definitely not be free. Taking it a step further, I clicked the Go Now button and it led me back to my channel page. To my utter surprise, I now had 10,000 more subscribers. My inbox became so crowded with notifications about new subscribers while I just sat there in shock. There was no way that this could have been real, but so far it looked as if it was. My heart began to race due to how excited I was, but still questioned how fast everything happened. I wondered if I would be able to do it again, so I quickly went back to the original comment, but it was deleted. Sitting at my desk, just staring at the Mac computer, my thoughts roamed around at the new possibilities. Maybe now I could finally be able to qualify for monetization in my videos, so I could start making money off of them. So I went to check the analytics of all my videos, and I started to get a massive amount of views, going from just under 100 on each of them to over 5,000 views. The comment section was also filled with mass support from subscribers telling me how great my video was. And also, they were not what I would have expected to be bot comments, but ones that pertain to the video itself, proving to me that these were actually real people. I started responding to them, and when they responded back, which affirmed my judgment on them being real because bots would never have replied back. At this point, I was happy beyond belief because my YouTube channel finally found some major growth. And that's when I got a notification of a live stream that would happen in 24 hours. Now, I'm subscribed to many other channels, and so I looked to see which one was going to be live streamed, but it didn't say. Not thinking about it too much, I logged out of my computer and went to the nearest McDonald's to celebrate. Don't judge me for going to McDonald's to celebrate this, it was all I could really afford then. When I got back home, I was thinking about checking my channel status, but wanted to wait a little longer until it got bigger so it would be more exciting. So I laid in my bed scrolling through Facebook until I drifted off to sleep. Sleeping in for a good while, my phone's ringer went off, jolting me awake. When I checked it, it was a text from one of my friends that read, "Dude, why are you streaming yourself being at McDonald's? What happened to you and your usual gameplay videos?" Confused by what he meant, I opened up to my channel page and saw that I did have a video streaming that showed me eating at McDonald's. Watching myself wondering how and why this video was live streaming of me when I noticed that scenery. It was taken just yesterday, right after getting all the new subscribers. Freaking out on who was able to get access to my channel, and more importantly, who filmed me without me knowing about it. I tried to take it down and delete it, but nothing was working and a message kept popping up that saying, "Error." While trying my best to take it down, I noticed the video of me faded out and the number 10 all in red came into the picture. "What the hell does that mean?" I mumbled to myself as I watched the live stream end after the 10 disappeared. Quickly, I looked at the comments and my original viewers were so confused on why I had put this up. Meanwhile, all of the new subscribers were asking questions like, Day 10, sad emoji face, I can't wait till day 2. And one that really popped out to me read, Revealer 528 is so good at finding the gullible ones. That's when the camera light on my computer flashed on and was filming. Swiftly, I put my hand over it while trying to shut my computer off simultaneously, which wasn't working. So I had to resort to taking the battery out of it. I then texted my friends back, telling him everything that was happening to me, but it took him about half an hour to respond. When he did, all I read was 10. That was it. Sitting there on my bed in shock, wondering about everything that was happening, I received another notification on YouTube. It was another live stream posted for the same time today, and it didn't say which channel it was for, but I guessed it was mine. The rest of the day, I was stricken with a feeling of paranoia, but never saw anyone. I thought about why people were doing this to me and my channel, such as what they have to gain from this. That's when it hit me all at once. Those new subscribers did not sub to my channel because of what I was posting, but rather the content of whomever hacked my channel. The thought about deleting my channel spun in my mind, but the hundreds of hours I'd put into it wouldn't let me do it. So I just waited for the next live stream to see what was on it. This time the video is only viewable to subscribers and not outside access. Again, it was a video of me and a fraction of my face before I covered up the camera on my laptop. But the video it played off played after started off all dark, but you could tell someone was carrying it by all the sudden movements. It then stopped and a small flashlight revealed my bed with its striped blanket covers. My stomach became sick as I realized that someone had snuck into my house and filmed me as I slept last night. In the background, I could hear the gentle meowing from my cat. As the video came to an end, it showed the number 9 all in red, as if some twisted countdown. The next few days, I was living in fear, horrified to find that they slashed my tires for one video, making it so I couldn't go anywhere further than a walking distance. The next day, they bashed one of my windows in, which is when I finally decided to call the cops and tell them everything that was going on. The police said that they would leave a police car in front of my house for a day and a night to make sure nothing else happened. Sure enough, nothing happened that day, and when I went to watch the live stream after that day, it showed a video of them going to my parents' house, who live in a completely different state than I do. The video showed my childhood room and boxes full of my old toys and gadgets. I tried to download the video, but it just sent me a message saying error. Every day, this stuff got worse and worse until I got to video 3, where they had stolen my cat named Whiskers, which they then showed a brutal-looking bulldog locked up in a steel cage. They were opening the top of the cage, and I had tears streaming down my face as I watched the masked figures drop Whiskers into it. The video cut out to the red number 3 with sound effects of Whiskers' large, raspy screams in the background. It was then that I had had enough, and so I begrudgingly deleted my channel immediately, not wanting to figure out what happens next for days 1 and 2. In the comments of the live stream as the video ended, Revealer 528 commented, "Sorry everybody, that will be the last video of this series." The people then started spamming the chat with, "Oh, it was just getting good," and just sad face emojis. That was when one person commented saying, "Too bad that wasn't your 529th. It made my mind squirm at what the poster of the comment meant by this. I then thought back to the comment that got me all the new subscribers' names, and it was Revealer 528. My spine tingled as I realized that was how many other people that got to day 1 and suffered through it without deleting their channels. But the question of what happened to them on that day still didn't make sense to me. The next comment someone posted still haunts me to this day because it read, "I love the elaborate ways Revealer makes the death look like an accident. Like the one who died because he supposedly fell off his riding lawnmower onto the blade. That one is pretty cool." The thought burrowed into my head that if I didn't delete my channel, they would have killed me. A few years after those events took place, I've started a new channel and found some success. However, just now I was horrified to find a comment on one of the videos that read, "Get 10,000 subscribers now. Click the link." It was posted by Revealer 528, but he wasn't 528 anymore. He was Revealer 751. So that one was a little bit shorter than my other, the other story I read, but I do appreciate all of you guys listening. And if you like these kind of stories, you know, drop a comment, leave me a message. I'd be more than happy to, you know, continue this series and make this kind of the norm. I personally love reading the stories, and, you know, as a teacher, I get used to reading things out loud and, you know, just talking out loud in general. So I'm still trying to find my footing with these podcast series, but I do really like reading these stories, and I'd be more than happy to share a lot more of them with you. This one wasn't as gory or anything, and I kind of like that. It leaves it, you know, a little bit mysterious, a little bit odd, and, you know, some of my favorite stories there have to do with the dark web and how messed up the internet can be, I guess. And so that's one reason why I chose this story in particular. So just a reminder, you know, whatever you're doing out there, just stay safe. And I hope you guys are taking care of yourself during this quarantine time. And I hope that, you know, hopefully this all ends pretty soon, but make sure you guys are just, you know, staying healthy, both physically and mentally. And, you know, we'll get through this together. All right. See you in the next podcast.